Now on to another vocal figure, this one in Russia. Artemy Troitsky is a Russian rock critic. He's also a prominent social commentator, and now Troitsky's being sued for slander. What got him into trouble is a comment he made about a Russian rock star. He called the musician a trained poodle for doing the bidding of a top politician in the Kremlin.
In this particular case, I've been talking about a very well-known rock musician in Russia named Vadim Samoilov, who used to lead a band called Agatha Christie. And the whole thing is focused on only one single phrase, which I dropped in a TV interview. And the phrase was, Vadim Samoilov is Mr. Surkov's trained poodle, period.
Surkov is the first deputy chief of staff to President Medvedev. So you're saying he's a trained poodle for one of the heads of the government there?
Yes, I call him a trained poodle because everyone knows that he is seen by all the insiders as the tool that Mr. Surkov uses to manipulate the Russian pop and rock community. So if Mr. Surkov wants, say, to meet some prominent members of the Russian musical community, he calls Mr. Samoilov, and Mr. Samoilov calls various pop stars and asks them to join Mr. Surkov or Mr. Putin or Mr. Medvedev for some kind of 5 o'clock tea party or instructions giving party or whatever. Therefore, in one of the TV interviews, I've called Mr. Samoilov Surkov's trained poodle, which, of course, a certain reference to Tony Blair being called George Bush's Jr.'s poodle, but with different repercussions, because if the worst comes to worst, then I can end up in jail for 2 years.
Do you think that you happen to be the target in particular as a music critic, a producer, journalist? What do you see as going on here? What's at the heart of this problem?
Well, I think the heart of the problem is that Russia is still not really a democratic country, and there's plenty of peculiarities which also involve the relationship between the celebrities, the VIP artists and pop stars, and the politicians. Most pop and rock artists are hugely dependent on the state and the government, financially dependent, economically dependent. So there is a certain alliance between the authorities and the cultural elite, especially in the electoral time, and we are having parliamentary elections in Russia at the end of this year and presidential elections next year. So both sides benefit from this connection. And when I'm asked about the politics in Russia and the social situation and ecological situation, I've been always sincere and outspoken in my comments, and I'm sure that this has irritated a lot of people.
Artemy Troitsky, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All the best.
This is The World on PRI, Public Radio International.